I did have a burrito for lunch. Padded Room Podcast on a sultry Tuesday night. My name is Darian. Miss Monica has arrived.
I am here.
Buddy is hanging in the background.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's going on with you guys? Anything cool this week?
Not much.
No.
No?
No.
I went on a little adventure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we went to a escape room.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of fun, man. It was asylum themed, too.
I know, I missed out.
You did.
How was it?
It was badass. Oh. Did I escape? No, I did not.
You did not?
We did not escape. They only give you 1 hour.
Uh-huh.
And it's you're thinking it's just going to be like you in a cell and you just got to get out of the cell?
Mm-hmm.
No. They have this whole elaborate scenario where you have to save this one inmate that's about to be executed. And you got to get out of your... First, you got to get out of your handcuffs. Then you got to get out of your cell. Then you got to unlock a bunch of...
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. There's like your cells, and then there's an infirmary and a chapel and a... Like an actual padded room, which I thought was badass. And
did they actually handcuff you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
They handcuffed. It was me, Crackhouse Matt, his wife, fucking everybody's asshole, favorite asshole, Chuck, and then Buddy's wife, Brenda.
Right.
So we get in there, and they're like, there's five of us. So they're like, okay, we're going to handcuff you together, but there's five of you, so somebody has to be the odd man out. It'll be me. I'll be the odd man out.
Right.
So they handcuff Chuck and Brenda together, and they handcuff Crackhouse Matt and his wife together, and I'm like, ha ha, suckers. And then they're like, no, no, asshole. Turn around, put your hands behind your back. So they handcuff my hands behind my back. But I tried the Houdini trick, and It fucking worked. I couldn't believe it. I slipped my handcuffs.
Really?
Yeah, what you do when they're at, this probably won't work with cops or corrections officers. But what you do is you clench your fist real tight and, like, flex your forearm as they're handcuffing you. It'll make your wrist swell up.
Oh.
And then once you get wherever you are, you can relax. Your wrist will go down to normal size, and you just slide right out of there.
Huh.
Work like a charm. I was out of my handcuffs in no time.
Very cool.
Yeah. I didn't think it would work.
See, I just go like this since I'm used to handcuffs. If I just...
Rail.
I can slip right out of it.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did. I just kind of collapsed my hand and pop it right out. Yeah. I was good to go.
Nice.
We were close, though. We had like two clues left, and we would have saved the guy and gotten out of there.
How many clues was there total?
A lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you have to get into... First, you have to get in out of your cells. Then you got to break into the chapel, and then there's like these Bible passages you got to read. And then you got to break into the infirmary, and there's like a weird color combination of drugs. And you got to look at the pills, and then you got to break into the padded room. And once you close the door to the padded room, you start hearing voices telling you the next clue. And then you got to break into the administration office, and then to the execution chamber, and then you get out.
Wow.
That's awesome.
And you got 1 hour.
Wow.
We spent the vast majority of that time just trying to get out of our cells.
Well, and I need to do one.
It was cool, man.
We'll see how smart we
It was
we are.
Pretty cheap. We should all go one of these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometime I'm not working so much.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. But the Reno, what was it, Puzzle Room Reno, they have the Asylum one, they have an Egyptian one, a Cabin in the Woods one, and a Underground one.
Nice.
You're like in a mine shaft.
That's cool.
So it's all there in the same building. It's all the same price. It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
And it's right next to a bar, which is perfect for us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
Yeah, good times.
Well, we had a kick-ass time with Crackhouse Matt and Jill.
We did. Crackhouse Matt and his wife were in town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had a pretty good time with them.
Oh, yeah.
We played the mouth game.
Yes.
What is that called? Speak out or something?
Watch your mouth?
Something like that, yeah. Where you put the fucking dental appliance in your
mouth. Yeah, I saw that.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, so my idea of that for the food challenge is do a food challenge with that.
Oh, like, that's great.
Try drinking like something.
That's great. All right. We're going to make a huge fucking mess in my kitchen, buddy.
That'd be pretty funny.
Wear a black t-shirt then, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
White t-shirt.
Oh, yeah. We'll all wear bibs. All right, you maniacs, we got the usual shit show to get into here. We got the usual stuff and things and whatnot. Started off with a little horror news, shall we?
Oh, yeah.
Horror news.
Monica, take us away.
So last week I told you guys about Keanu Reeves' new movie coming out, Replicas.
Yes.
Well, he has another movie coming out on June 23rd.
Okay.
And it's, the director of A Girl Walks Home at Night.
Oh, her?
Anna, I can't think of her last name.
Arampur or
something it's like that.
Middle Eastern, I remember that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, she just made a new movie called The Bad Batch.
Okay.
And it's actually a love story in the Texas wasteland, and it's cannibals.
Okay.
And I can't think of a better sandwich than Keanu Reeves.
A Keanu Reeves sandwich.
And Jason Momoa.
Oh, is he going to be in it too?
He is in it too.
Oh, boy.
We checked out the trailer.
Yeah, we just watched the trailer. It looks pretty good.
Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Right on.
Woo!
Monica's like, how many orifices do I have?
Right?
If only Brendan Fraser was in it.
Yeah, we could make it a real party.
No.
Judd Nelson.
Yes,
buddy.
Judd Nelson.
Get it together. Right on, man. I'm psyched for that.
Yeah, I can't wait. That's just around the corner. That dude is pumping out a lot of movies right now.
Keanu?
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, awesome. And then the British are coming.
Okay.
So I don't hear of very many British horror movies, but there's a new one coming out called Clown Face.
Okay.
Nice. Have you heard of this?
No.
It sounds silly.
It does.
It sounds silly, but the trailer looks badass.
Yeah?
It's basically, I guess it was a short story, and now they're shooting it into a movie.
Okay.
And it's a deranged serial killer known as Clownface terrorizes the residents of a small town.
Okay.
But I don't know. It's like really creepy.
Sounds okay. Good.
Yeah. So I can't wait for that one.
I was expecting that because we got the new It movie coming out.
Yeah.
So I think there's going to be like a tidal wave of clown shit coming at us soon. So I was expecting that.
I didn't even really think about it.
No? It always happens.
Clown, whatever.
Yeah, it's cool. I'll check it out one way or the other. I don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
And then now, I was just reading last night that idiotic movie, Get Out, has now hit the number 2 spot.
Wow.
The biggest money-making
movie.
Get Out, right? It beat Hannibal.
I got to watch this movie.
Yeah. It still has to come to 233 to beat The Exorcist.
Okay.
Wow.
So
right on.
We'll see. God, this guy's laughing all the way to the bank.
Yeah.
I'd
like to go with him.
Yeah.
That it,
okay.
Monica?
Yeah.
How about, buddy?
All right. Any WWE fans?
Oh,
yeah.
Sometimes.
Zombie fans? How about merging them both? That's right. Yeah. Just learned that WWE Zombie Series 2 will be hitting store shelves in mid-May.
So I thought this was the first series.
Nope, it's Series 2.
Okay, right on.
Yeah, Series 1 had John Cena, The Rock, Triple H, Undertaker, Bray Wyatt, Paige, and Roman Reigns. Season 2 is going to have Sasha Banks, Seth Rollins, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kevin Owens, Brock Lesnar, and AJ Styles.
I was thinking about getting back into the wrestling. No? What do you think?
Well, there's only 2 people in that one that's worth it.
I don't recognize hardly any of those names.
Oh, well, you only need to worry about Seth and Stone Cold. That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to invest that time again. I just listened to the last podcast on the left episode on Chris Benoit.
Uh-huh.
And I started getting all nostalgic. I was like, oh, yeah, he was a good wrestler and, well, shit with his family and all that, but
I hated that guy.
He was pretty good. I mean, he always played a heel, but he was fucking shredded.
All right. Beetlejuice Restaurant is hitting LA. So while they're not affiliated with Tim Burton or Warner Brothers, they're independently owned and operated bar and restaurant run by super fans of Tim Burton, horror films, and all things Halloween.
Sweet deal.
Yeah.
I would love to go there.
Yeah,
I bet you the food is grossly overpriced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And probably not that good.
I wonder if they should... if this was my place, I would have like a Beetlejuice cocktail with real Beetles. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know if
you I don't know about that.
Real Beetles.
Well, I mean, they're dead, of course, but they're in your
Either cocktail. Way, I don't think I want them in my cocktail,
you think
dude.
They serve like chocolate-covered Beetles?
Oh, gross.
Well, I guess. So you'd put them in your cocktail, but you wouldn't have a chocolate-covered Beetle?
No.
How does that make sense to anybody? All right.
I'm not saying I would drink it, but people who would come there would have to try it.
Okay.
Okay. Last one I have, Rob Zombie just released the 31 soundtrack. After a few months on home video, Rob Zombie has finally released the official soundtrack to his latest 31, which features tracks from within the film by the James Gang, Kitty Wells, the Mamas and Papas, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Ernest Tubb, and more.
If you're going to buy the soundtrack to a Rob Zombie movie, you got to be into 70s rock.
Yeah.
That's pretty much usually all it is, really. And a couple of his songs in there, too, for good measure. I'm not going to buy the soundtrack.
No.
Not me.
I'm not interested in it.
No. Nope. That all you got, man?
Yeah, that's all I got. What do you got?
Oh, is the name Pollyanna McIntosh ring any bells?
Yes.
The woman?
Yes.
Let Us Pray. What else? That weird home invasion one with the
Walking Dead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She is now, along with Stephen Ogg and Caitlin Nakin, are all returning to The Walking Dead for season 8.
Yes, they are.
What is your problem now? You don't like Pollyanna McIntosh?
Ugh.
She's got a nice body on her. I'll tell you that.
Ugh.
Yeah.
When she shaved. I mean, in the woman,
not so hot.
Little hygiene could go a long way there, Pollyanna. What else we got here? Any Bubba Hotep fans in the house?
Hell yeah!
Looks like Joe R. Lansdale, the guy that wrote the book, is writing a prequel to it.
Oh, very cool!
Yeah, Bubba and the Cosmic Bloodsuckers.
Sounds so silly.
Yeah, probably it's going to be a novel. You're probably not going to ever see the movie of that.
Oh,
one.
Okay.
Because I don't know. I don't know why not. But that's
all right. Then.
You can read the book if you want.
So he's just going to write. Well, maybe somebody else will do it.
Yeah, maybe. Hopefully, that'd be cool. I'd love to see a prequel to Bubba Hotep.
Yeah.
So I got into horror news, kids. Let's get ourselves into some listener mail.
Hell yeah.
Could. I understand we have some correspondence this week.
Listener mail.
What are you pointing at?
Oh, the Ouija board.
You're making me nervous. Oh, I've been meaning to give that to you. That's
Next
yours.
Time I go to the store and I find one, I'm bringing one so we could set it up right here between us.
They have a...
Well, he's like, hold on to it.
Yeah. So. See if it moves.
See if we get any listener mail from the other side.
Yeah.
Crazy. You guys are insane. Let's. We got the emails, the voicemails, the whole smorgasbord. Let's start it off with our old friend, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Tony?
Yeah,
Tony's in the house.
Right on.
Subject line, hello again. It's been a while. Did you miss me?
Always.
I miss Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't always miss his attitude toward me in particular, but he seems like an all right guy other than that. Getting right to it today, Horror Story isn't the worst movie I've ever seen. It was the worst at crossing back and forth between languages, though.
Yeah.
I agree 110%, yes. Tony. I did like the part where one of the guys literally says, WTF, but the subtitles read, that's absurd.
I saw that, too. That was hilarious.
I was wondering what that meant.
Ridiculous. I said that's absurd or something like that. Anyway, this movie is a remake of Grave Encounters, right? I don't think so. I mean, it's the same general premise, but without the found footage angle,
yeah.
I guess. I didn't care much for Grave Encounters either, to be honest with you. Where do you get your movies to watch? I've looked for the past couple Eric Roberts movies, and I couldn't find them on Netflix or YouTube.
It's okay, don't bother.
Yeah, consider yourself lucky there, Tony.
Yeah,
Jesus fucking Christ. I'm considering doing harm to myself at this point. I've seen Bad Moon Rising in the past, so I didn't look too hard. I watched Here Alone and agree with Monica. It's doo-doo.
Mm-hmm.
What was Here Alone about?
That's the one that they were all hyped up about, the lady out in the woods surviving the zombie outbreak.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You said it was depressing.
Right? Yeah, it was slow.
Forget it. Forget that. Also watched The Cell with Cusack and Samuel L. Jackson. Mm. Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The beginning is good, but the movie sucks, just like the book. The book is vastly different from the... Well, the ending is vastly different from the movie.
Hmm.
But speaking of that, I'm listening to It right now on Audible.
Uh-huh.
Dude, if you actually read the book or listen to it on Audible or whatever, and there is no way you can say that the 1990 movie is any good at all. Because it completely sucks and just glazes over like giant chunks of the story.
Really?
Oh. Yeah. And hopefully this next remake will be a lot better.
Wow.
Things get pretty sexy with the kids there.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So I understand why they left that part out.
Is the director of Jeepers Creepers?
that could be. A little, I don't know about that.
Justin Long making a movie.
Hey, now. Any belly button tattoos? Finally, what is the Patreon level needed to pick a theme? I would like to inflict some pain at some level.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Tony, come on, man. Maybe a month of sci-fi originals. Fuck! $5 tier, Tony. That gets you into the monthly theme.
You just have to make sure we are able to find the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep that in mind. Next month, though, what's his name? Cakewolf has picked the theme. So we're in good hands with him. He can't decide between Italian movies or zombie movies.
Oh.
So either way, it's going to be better than Eric Roberts month. I fucking guarantee
I told you, anytime you see Eric Roberts in a movie, don't watch it.
Well,
just skim through it.
There has to be a gem out there somewhere, right?
It's the one we couldn't find, Neron.
Probably. Somebody probably took it down because it wasn't consistent.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. All right, Tony. Here comes Crack House Matt.
Hey, Matt.
Subject line, well, I made it home.
Yay.
Another long travel day in the books. Got up at 3:30 in the morning to get to the Reno airport for my flight, and while the flights weren't smooth and uneventful, I'm definitely happy to be back on the ground. That said, nothing worse than having a fucking blast with awesome folks for the past week, only to step off a plane and know you're in Baltimore. Maybe it would have been better if the plane did go down. Baltimore can't be that bad, can it? Jeez. Well, we had fun with you too, Matt, and your wife
Absolutely.
And son.
Absolutely.
Yeah, too bad they can't move here.
Right?
Yeah, that would be cool. I'm glad you all didn't decide to kick me in the nuts for this whole Eric Roberts month thing, though I feel that after this week's movie, it's probably best my groin is not going to be within kicking range.
Right.
You're not kidding. Also, Mixtape Massacre was so much fun, I decided to order it for myself.
Sweet.
Although later that night, my American Express called to say that someone tried to use my card to buy $480 worth of liquor at a place called Winemonger.
Wow.
The hell?
Where were you later that night, Monica? That sounds like a Monica move. If
that doesn't
was.
Even sound like a place.
Was there a
I
bunch of
go.
Four Loko purchases?
Yeah, excuse me.
That's a whole shit ton of Four Loko.
Yeah, I only need like $20 for Four Loko.
That's probably a full pallet.
Four Loko. Just back it up here.
So either the game's website isn't secure, or Darian decided to steal my credit card while I wasn't looking. How am I getting blamed for this? Anyway, you all fucking rock, and my old home definitely felt more like home than here. Crack House Matt. Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Matt.
Yeah.
That's yeah.
But you're always welcome to fly out and see us again.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just move here.
Yeah, that would be the easiest way to go about it.
Right?
Especially with this real estate market.
Oh, yeah.
All these giant fucking factories opening out in Fernley.
Exactly.
Dude, get out here, Matt. Quit being a pussy.
Yeah. So,
next, we got Kreese coming in.
What's going on, Kreese?
Haven't heard from her in a while.
Been a while.
Subject line, free pass. My sister and I frequently watch subtitled horror films, and even we were fucking confused with this one.
I know, right?
Talking about the immersion therapy. So if you were too, I give free passes, not racist for this one. Yeah, man, I couldn't hang. I mean, I don't know, because, I mean, even when they were speaking English, I was focusing on the bottom of the screen waiting for the next line to pop up.
Yeah,
me and then too. They when they jump into English, it's so fast, and they still have that crazy accent.
Yeah, what it is, they don't know their own language, so they gotta speak in English.
Then why don't they just stay with English? Sons of bitches. Also, free pass for Monica, because turning Japanese is about masturbation, and I'm okay with the correlation.
Fantastic! I do it too!
Yeah, me too. As my project board will clearly point out. How is turning Japanese about masturbation?
I don't know.
Turning Japanese, I'm turning Japanese.
I get mad when I watch Japanese porn.
There's some. I don't like the pixelated bush. I don't understand that.
You mean, well, the ones I always watch, they block it out.
Yeah. The whole thing?
Yeah, they block
they always,
out
they always the pixelate.
Penetration yeah. part. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I want to see.
They always pixelate the wiener.
Yeah, why do they do that?
I have no idea. It's weird, though, because if you go over there, you can buy, like, comic books that are pretty much kiddie porn.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly legal.
Like anime?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're very dirty minded over
yeah,
there.
Yeah, dude, very like scat porn, like yeah. poop stuff, all kinds of weird. Wow.
But you can't watch it on video.
And you can't show pubes either, which is fucking bizarre. Speaking of, I'm guessing Ginger Snaps 2 or 3 for educating Miss Monica?
Oh, no.
I completely forgot what your clues were.
Oh my god, I was so excited for it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, you're gonna hate yourself.
Probably. The Books of Blood are excellent, totally worth the read. Dread is so much better. She's talking about Clive Barker adaptations. What did we do last week? Midnight Meat Train. That was a Clive Barker adaptation also.
Right.
So I think this year for Crypticon, I might just get a one-day pass to check the vendor rooms. I need horror-themed ties. I'm not really down for this year's guests. Let me know if you're thinking of popping down. Or up would be a more accurate depiction. I know I've said it before, but GP needs to start his own podcast and do five-minute angry reviews. I'd throw a few bucks at that. I would, too. And I've been telling him to do that for years, Chris. Doesn't listen to me, though. Maybe he'll listen to you.
Hmm.
All righty. Very cool, Chris. Thanks for writing in. I don't know if I'm going to do Crypticon this year. It looks like it's all the same people from last year. And I already, you know, what am I going to do? Have them sign the same poster again?
Right.
I don't know. It doesn't really make any sense. We got some voicemails here. Let's start it off in New Jersey with our old friend.
Oh, boy.
Gracie's Poppy.
All right.
I don't think he's going to be that fond of the immersion therapy.
I think he's going to sound really excited.
Hey, GP.
Hey, GP.
All right. Let's get this over with.
Yeah.
Immersion therapy, horror story.
Yeah, what'd you think?
Hold on a second. You know, before we get started, I got this duct tape here. I'm just going to wrap it around my head. So that my head explodes, at least all the pieces will be like in one one piece. So
this doesn't go well.
All right, there.
You're gonna have a hell of a time with your hair.
Put it back together, hopefully. Anyway,
here it goes.
One thing.
Yeah.
You know, pick the language and stick to it.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You know, when I was watching a trailer to it, and I was going to watch it with my son, Jack. By the way, you should apologize to my son, Jack.
Sorry, Jack.
For making me. Yeah, you made me. Hold on.
Sorry, Jack.
For making me make him watch the movie.
Yeah, well, I didn't tell you to make him do it.
Subtitle because, it looked coming up, and he said, well, that's the scary part. I'm like, what's the scary part? That you got to read it. I'm like, shut up and watch the fucking movie. Anyway. Pick a language and
score
stick to
one
it.
For Jack.
You want to do English or do you want to do, I don't know what the fuck it was.
Indian.
Indian.
Because, I mean, they were speaking, you know, both English and Indian, and they were subtitling Indian, but they're also subtitling the English sometimes. And then I forgot to subtitle the the Indian part.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's some clearly, I mean, like, I guess they had some sort of censorship issues with the subtitles, because clearly they were clearer than what the language was, because you can clearly hear the guy saying, oh, hold on.
He's using props now.
You can clearly hear them say, oh, shit, and stuff like that, but then the words like, oh, no, or whatever.
Yeah.
Or how about the, when they actually spelled out, not spelled out, but did WTF, what? You know, for what the fuck?
Right.
WTF, man.
Just ridiculous.
Speaking motherfucker. but then the subtitle was like, wait, what was that?
That's so absurd.
I need you to fucking stick to that. Fuck. Let's see, what else? So they built a hotel on top of a mental institution. Very fucking original, wasn't that?
It makes no sense. Why would you
need... the guys there were fucking douchebags.
Yes.
The girls were hot.
Screaming hot.
And I'm pretty sure that the, Ash...
Beep. the weird, what was the fucking one guy's name? It was like, a Crete or a Treek.
I don't know. I was like, every time the girls came on, all I could focus on was the girl in the sequin shorts.
They were all pretty hot.
I was like, that's where my eyes went. Yeah. I was like, oh, check her out. She's got some nice thighs on her.
Yeah, they were all very attractive. Mm-hmm. I dated an Indian girl once. She broke up with me because she had to get married. That sucks. I call her on a Thursday. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna come pick you up, we'll go to the farmer's market. She's like, no, I can't, I'm getting married. Oh. I'm like, to who? She's like, I don't know.
Oh, one of those parent
That's deals. That's how they roll over there, I guess. It's like, yeah, my dad set it up, I gotta marry this guy. Well, fucking all right, here comes GP again. Wow. Yep.
All right. I'm pretty sure that, what's his name, Ashton?
Yeah,
I think that was a Bengalish word for, asshole.
Fuckface.
That's pretty much a fucking asshole. Anyway. I don't know where the fuck they got these kids. I guess they could act, but they could also fucking overreact like you wouldn't fucking believe.
Yeah.
Like, I was dozing in and out of this movie. Because I couldn't fall asleep, but I kept on waking up. And there was the one part where they were running around, and they end up at the hotel room that they were looking for.
Right.
And then they just stop, and they all the lens pans out, and they're all like looking at the camera, and they're like waving their hands, like, "Oh shit! I can't believe it! Oh my god! Yeah. How did we get back here?" And they goes and there's like So it's like the Halloween thing at the end the original Halloween, John Carpenter's, at the end where they go to every single room that they've been in. So I'm like thinking, all right, I woke up at the end, okay. But it kept on going. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought it was over. And then I go and check and see how much time it is. I have fucking hour left. What the hell? And so I continue watching, but... I mean, they're ridiculous stuff. And I actually, I swear to fucking God, I went back and watched it again to see what the hell I missed.
I told you you liked it.
Yeah. God, there's more duct tape.
All right. Oh, it's getting kind of tight. All these things that, when he had a phone call. But as soon as he crossed the door, he lost reception. So there must be some reception somewhere. So let's go. It was kind of ridiculous. All these things like that. They tried to bring, like when they were running away for their life, and a light bulb turns on.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Wait a minute! This means there's electricity, and electricity means a generator, and a generator means a way out. We gotta find a way out." Ah!
You just now figured that out?
Yeah. Fuck,
maybe you should find a way out, yes.
At the end, I guess, where the survivor girl, the original survivor girl, is running around trying to get this flame there. and the ghost is trying to stop. You're telling me she knows that she can kill any fucking one, but she can't stop this fucking woman with the itty bitty flames in her hand. It's ridiculous. I think I'm done.
Alright.
Okay. I didn't care for it. And you made me watch it 2 times, and I don't like it, so.
Alrighty, bye-bye. I think we can go ahead and put a moratorium on all Bollywood horror movies.
Yeah.
It's just no good, man. Mm-mm. It seems overproduced to me.
Yeah.
Way over the top acting. It's like they're just stealing American horror movie tropes and just cranking the volume up to 11 on them.
Yeah.
And letting them run.
Mm-hmm.
And it's no good. It doesn't work.
For them.
Maybe it does for them.
Them, they're probably excited. They're like,
rock and
wow.
Roll, dude. I can't do another Dar at the mall. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
That was not a nanosecond of horror story that didn't have dramatic music behind it. Like the part where, like, what was she doing? Oh, she's trying to make a phone call, so she reaches for her phone. Doot, 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 doot. Hello? Come on, man. Get the fuck out of here. Jesus. I think that, we'll get into that in immersion therapy. Very cool, GP. I'm with you on this, homeboy. And I think we're going to put a fucking foot down on Bollywood.
Yeah.
At least for now. If something comes out that everybody's raving about, we'll check that out. But for right now, if you see more than one Vin douche in the credits, any Guptas in the credits, no more. Not that I have anything against Vin Douche or Gupta.
They just don't make good movies.
Not yet.
No.
They may at some point, but right, maybe it's good to them. I have no idea. Maybe there's something lost in translation there.
Yeah, maybe they take more notes.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen to this show, Bollywood. You'll do better. Here comes Nikki.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Nick from Marino.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Oh, I've called in. I've been getting over some shit, as a lot of you know.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to give a quick shout out to everyone at the barbecue. It's awesome to meet everybody. Monica and Jesse, you guys are super awesome. It's great to finally, you know, put a face to the name, even though I'd already seen you on the Facebook post and stuff. Crackhouse Matt, it's awesome to meet you and your wife. Wish you guys lived closer. You guys are super fun, super awesome.
Very cool.
Thanks, buddy, for putting that on. That was super cool of you. Darian, awesome to see you again.
Hey, good seeing you, Nikki.
Yeah, and I think that's it.
Hope
you're
feeling
better. For Terradome, I was hoping I could get Pennywise and the Cenobites if they're still available. If not, then I'll figure something else out. All right, guys, take it easy. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Glad
good
everybody
time.
Made it.
Yeah, totally. Thanks for calling in, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a little bit of a judgment call to make on Nick's Terradome picks. The Cenobites are still open, and they're good to go. The problem is Pennywise. Now, normally, Terradome mandates that each character has 2 movie credits. Now, technically, Pennywise at this point only has 1. However, I believe the remake will be out late June. Terradome season starts in June, so by the time we get into the full swing of the Terradome, he will have 2 credits. So, all in favor of allowing Pennywise into the tournament, raise your hand.
I'm in.
Sure, I'm in too.
It's unanimous, Nick.
All right.
You got yourself Pennywise.
Squeaked it in there.
In the
I just know the tall man is going to eat Pennywise.
I could see that. I could see that happening. Pennywise, dude, in the book, Pennywise gets downright pervy. There's like some,
is he? Like, is he a ghost, a demon?
Do you really want to know? Because the ending is pretty crappy. I'll be on. You
right, the spider thing.
I would like to know.
It's a space spider.
So the clown is really a space spider.
It's a space spider.
Oh.
It's a giant space spider.
So how does it put on this clown human shape?
It feeds on fear, so it it basically just manifests as whatever you're scared of.
Oh. Okay.
So like a terrifying clown is something that would resonate with children. So that's the
their
form
okay.
that it assumes the most. But then as you get through the book, it manifests as a mummy, a werewolf, a vampire, the creature from the Black Lagoon, giant insects, this weird gay gay guy with leprosy. It's like, oh, I'll suck your cock, but his fucking face is coming off and shit. Yeah, I just it gets pretty gnarly.
Damn. So I guess for me, he would turn into like the devil coming after me, right?
Probably.
Okay.
Probably. For me, it would be a screaming hot chick making fun of my penis. That's what it would be. That's what it would be for me. It's just cold in here. Leave me alone. All right, you savages. That's all we got on the listener mail. You guys got anything for Crease, Crackhouse, Matt, Nick, GP, or Tony?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling and
it's
writing.
It's been a while.
It has. Mm-hmm. Well, I think everybody's still adjusting to our Tuesday nights. Myself included, by the way. I don't know what. I don't know if I'm coming or going anymore. All right. Well, we could just skip the movie this week.
Maybe and we, do shots we, for a half
we'll,
hour?
We'll just start drinking. And, yeah. Oh, God. All right, let's get this over with. This
will be fast.
I think I heard something.
Really?
No, I'm serious. I think I heard something.
Hey, are any scary, creepy things out here?
James, this isn't funny.
Allow me to introduce myself.
You should be a bit more careful.
Are you out of your mind?
Stay in tonight.
Don't turn around. Why are you following me?
You and that thing can't be here.
Try not to fight it.
Wow.
Fear is the catalyst you seek. Then allow me to oblige.
Oh, we're talking a little Dark Moon Rising. Should be Dork Moon Rising.
Right.
2015. This one's written and directed by Justin Price, starring Eric Roberts, Anastasia, Antonia, and supposedly Billy Blanks was in there somewhere. I couldn't find him. This is, it's got 5.2 stars on IMDb. The only reason it does is because the cast and crew went on there and gave it all positive reviews. You're not fooling right. anybody, Justin Price.
Mm-mm.
You motherfucker. This is basically a round of Werewolf the Apocalypse, the old role-playing game. Just not as well written and with a double scoop of ridiculous CGI.
Yeah.
So our movie starts with like a, I guess we're out in the desert and we see a very hot, scantily clad chick in black leather running through the hills. And then she eventually gets captured and trapped by a bunch of other unsightly attractive people, like wildly out of place attractive, and they all got the black leather on. And this chick that just got captured starts like whining and, oh, you do what you need to me, just spare my family. And they're like, we're coming after your family. The leader of this group is just a fucking... Oh, God, man. This... It's like...
He's full of testosterone.
He's full of shit is what he's full of. This is like a really bad version of The Lost Boys, but with werewolves. And... fucking shitty dialogue and just really bad writing and even worse acting, but we'll get into that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
So they capture this chick, then the leader comes out and he's like, your family's gonna meet you in the end. And I'm probably doing a better werewolf voice than the guy who played this dude. Where your family will meet you in the end. And then we see like they pounce on her and then we cut to the opening credits. And then we pick up, apparently, a few years later, and we're now in college, right?
I guess. Yeah.
I would say college or high school. I think it's college.
I think it's college.
And we have... we have a bunch of kids sitting in a classroom, and they're getting a lecture from, what's her name, Eliza Roberts. Eric Roberts' wife made another cameo.
Mm-hmm.
She's the college professor, and she's reading some ancient poem about wolves and the prey. And here's something really stupid about this movie. We get to hear what everybody is thinking. Is that necessary?
No.
We get to hear everybody's thoughts.
Yeah. And it,
why?
And I couldn't tell the difference when they were talking versus when they were supposed to be thinking.
No.
Because it sounded the same.
It sounds the same. And all you just happen to notice their lips aren't moving for a second. And then you're like, what the fuck is
that? When I first saw that, I was like, what am I watching?
What is even happening?
Is he narrating?
What is going on? So basically, you got this. You got she's reading this old ancient poem on wolves, and then she asks the class if anybody has any thoughts on it. And then we see the dark, brooding character, a dude by the name of Chase. He's sitting in the middle of the class, and he gives a very insightful opinion about the poem. This guy. This fucking guy.
Yeah.
I pray to the universe that the director made him talk like that, and that's not his natural speaking voice.
Because
if it is, I think he probably gets his ass kicked a lot.
I'd really appreciate it if you leave me alone.
That's exactly what he sounds like, buddy.
Yeah.
He sounds like a middle manager at Starbucks that is trying to nail all of his female employees.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's like, well, if you really think about it, the wolf has to become the prey to understand the prey. And he's got like the Justin Bebier haircut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's right. I called him Justin Bebier. He's got like the bangs that like fold over his eyes, so it makes it really hard to see. I don't know how he even fucking walks around with that shit. And he's basically dressed like a goth type of a dude.
Yeah, a little emo-ish.
Every single shirt that he has to be unbuttoned all the way down to the navel.
Right.
I don't understand what that is.
With a shaved chest.
With a shaved chest. Look, ladies, I haven't hit puberty yet.
Right.
You fucker. Is that him?
Oh, no, that's the other guy.
Oh, that's the other guy.
His twin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so because we get to hear everybody's thoughts as the bell rings and the class lets out, we get to hear the professor's thoughts, and she's like, wow, nobody ever had such a keen insight to this poem. Now, that would be outstanding if that actually went somewhere, or if we ever even saw that professor again,
right.
Which we don't. So there's no fucking point to that. Great. You're setting a wonderful tone to this movie, Justin Price. Okay. Now we cut outside. He's walking down some steps, and this really hot blonde with a weird European accent like walks by him and shoulder checks him. And knocks all of his books and his lunch out of his hand.
Really hot blonde.
Yeah, she was hot. And yeah. I don't know what kind of accent that was. I think it was like maybe deaf. Maybe she was deaf or something. I don't know. It was like a weird does that count as an accent? I have no idea. But she shoulder checks him and knocks all of his books out of his hands. And he's like, oh, really? Seriously? And then she just keeps walking. And then this other chick named Amy comes up. And she starts helping him pick all his shit up. And then again, we get to hear Amy's thoughts. And Amy's like, oh my God, he's so hot. Oh, I should talk to him about like going out or something. So she gets all of his stuff together. And she's like, hey, I know you're doing a paper on local folklore. There's a really cool old bridge just out there down the road there. And there's also a rave tonight you should come to. And you can check out the rave with me. So he's like, yeah, okay, I'll check out the rave. Yeah, I'll be at the rave with you later. And then, all right, that's cool. And then she takes off. She gets all nervous and takes off. Again, this would be kind of cool if we ever saw Amy again. We do see Amy again, but it has nothing to do with him at all whatsoever.
Uh-uh.
You motherfuckers. Okay. So far, you've got my curiosity, because something is happening here. But you're rapidly losing it, because I'm hearing everybody's thoughts, and I can see that nobody is connecting the dots with anything yet. Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough. Maybe I'm the fucking idiot. I have no idea. So from there, he goes to check out the old bridge, and he takes his little writing notebook with him, and he's walking around down to the bridge. He gets down there. It's like a covered bridge, kind of like the one in Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
He walks like halfway down. It's kind of decrepit looking. He walks like halfway down it, and he spots a topless chick underneath the bridge, like doing her laundry, I guess, right? She's like,
that's what it seemed like.
Wringing all her clothes out, some hot homeless chick hanging around. He's like, oh, shit.
It didn't show us anything.
No, either. A little bit of side boob, but you really got to be paying attention. He's like spying on her, and then she looks up and spots him up on the bridge, and then boom, she's standing behind him on the bridge. And she like grabs him and slams him up against the wall and puts him in like a hammer lock, and she's like, rude boys shouldn't stare at hopeless girls or something like that. And he's like,
don't look at me.
Yeah. He's like, I'm sorry. I just noticed you. I wasn't really trying to be rude. All right. So after that, she like lets him out of the hammer lock and disappears. Poof. Okay. That's interesting.
She disappeared on me.
Oh, she's really interesting. I have to find her. Could you imagine like trying to sit through a football game with this guy? I would strangle him. I would fucking strangle him. Why are you are you trying to get into my pants? Because that's what you're making me feel like right now, man.
Right.
Fuck. Okay.
Would you like a hot dog?
Get away from me! Hey, you weirdo. If he was just gay, that would be cool. I would understand that.
And then I'd get it.
Yeah, but he's not. He's got this weird effeminate voice, and it's just grating and irritating to me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm a weirdo. I have no idea. Okay. From there, we cut to the next day at school. We're back in Eliza Roberts' class, and apparently he fell asleep during the class, and then she woke him up, and she's like, Mr. Chase, are you paying attention? Do you have something else you'd rather be doing? And then behind him, I guess it was an alarm clock or a cell phone went off.
Yeah.
And like now he's got like wolf senses all of a sudden, because like he's like, oh god, turn it off. So he grabs the kid's cell phone and slams it into the floor. Excuse me. And then he gets up and he's like seeing an x-ray all of a sudden, and he's sweating and looking around and what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, that was weird.
It was weird. He didn't get bit by anybody.
I know.
So I'm gonna give this movie a lot more credit than I should and say that was the original chick's son, and that's why he's like half werewolf or something like that.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's never reaching. Explained. It's never explained. So I have no fucking idea. All right. So he like staggers out of there and he's like all sweaty and what's happening to me? He goes into the men's room and like just kind of sits on the toilet and is just kind of like trying to figure his life out. When again, the hot chick with the weird accent, the blonde, comes in.
After he sees himself.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
This is the worst CGI I have ever seen. I feel like I could give Deacon some crayons, and he could put together something more believable than that. That is horrible. God, okay. Look at that, man. That is terrible.
That looks like your Snapchat.
Yeah, it looks like a Snapchat filter.
It looks like a Snapchat filter, yeah.
Film this thing on Snapchat, you motherfuckers. God damn it. All right, so now he's freaking out. The hot blonde with the weird accent comes in, and she's kind of bullying him a little bit. She's like, I know what you're going through, you fucker. You better follow me right now, or I'm going to kick your ass. So he's like, what are you even talking about? So she just kind of leaves. He follows her. Apparently, they walk somewhere out in the wilderness, because now they're like in this weird fucking shanty town.
Right.
And this is where the incomparable Eric Roberts shows up.
Dun-dun!
Long hair this time.
Yeah.
Drunk. And with a half-assed Texas or Southern accent, I suppose.
Yeah.
He's playing a dude named Henrik. And
I think they just like pulled him out of his house for this scene.
They brought his wife with him.
Can
you
come out here for a few minutes?
Bring that bottle of hooch with you. Okay. She's like, this is Henrik. He's going to tell you about what's going on, and we're gonna get you trained and stuff. And he's like, what are you even talking about? He's like, and then Henrik comes out, and he's like, okay. First off, he launches into like a 10-minute diatribe about how you make malt whiskey or something like that. And then from there, he segues that into what I assume was supposed to be a Vietnam flashback.
Yeah.
But it was really stupid because he had like long, the kid in the flashback had like way long hair. Uh-huh. He was wearing camouflage. They didn't have fucking camouflage in Vietnam. So it's just like a weird, like, That's basically what we're saying here is that Henrik is a werewolf. He got turned a werewolf by some North Vietnamese werewolf while he was in Vietnam, and now he's back and he's a werewolf. And but he's a good werewolf, and he's going to train Chase and his daughter, whoever that is, to be good werewolves to fight the bad werewolves. Is this what you guys got? Because I'm reaching here. If you got something else, I'd love to hear it.
I don't even know what to think of that.
I don't even know.
Okay.
I watched the whole movie, yeah, but I don't even know.
So did I.
And the werewolf stared at him with red eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm pretty much making this up as I go. Because the movie itself is just like a weird collection of fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Okay.
You know, somebody dropped the script. So they just like picked it up. They didn't even put it back in order.
Yeah,
they just
right.
Started reading.
Yeah.
Some of the pieces blew away. And they just that's right.
Let's
skip that part.
Yeah, that works. All right. So now he's met Henrik. They have this weird kind of rite of passage thing where they have one of the bad werewolves chained up out like to the fucking car or something like that, and he walks out there. It's just a naked guy, and he's like frothing at the mouth. And Henrik hands him like this weird crossbow thing. That wasn't a real crossbow.
No, looked like a toy.
Looked like something somebody made on the fly.
Yeah.
They're like, shoot him. Go ahead, shoot him. He's going to change. You got to shoot him. Kill him. And he's like, oh, you guys are weird. I can't be killing naked guys. And then finally the blonde just takes the crossbow or whatever you call that thing. Doesn't even look at the thing. Just pulls the trigger and boom. Apparently kills the werewolf.
In my movie it was a dog.
Yeah, but it started off as a guy, right? He transformed in the
then it was just like a wolf staring at him.
Most cartoonish fashion ever. He's like, I'm a crazy guy. Boop, 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 boop. I'm a wolf. Boop, 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 boop.
Wait, mine didn't go like that.
No? It didn't do the boop, 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 boop?
No, mine was an actual black wolf. It just looked like a black dog.
It didn't start off as a naked guy, though?
No, I didn't remember seeing a naked guy.
Like, from like the back, it was like, you could see the spine.
You could see the back of his balls.
Yeah. No, I had a black dog chained up to the wall, and it's just like standing there, and she's like, shoot it, it's your enemy, and then he wouldn't do it, so she shot it.
No.
But it was a dog!
Yeah, no, when in the one I saw, they took him out there, and there's like a naked crazy guy out there, and you can see his butthole for a second.
Oh my god.
And then he's like, boop, 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 I'm a werewolf, and then he's just a black dog, and then he shoots she shoots the dog.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, excellent. Wow.
With a cheesy sound effect of that crossbow.
I wonder if we got like the deluxe version and Monica got the...
I don't know. I didn't even have that music in that part.
I'd be willing to bet that her version is better.
Probably.
Oh, the good news, though, is that if you look at the IMDb page, it has the running time on this is 2 hours and 4 minutes, but the actual movie is about 1 hour 25.
Yeah.
Or at least the one that I watched.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, yours was yours.
No, mine was short too.
Okay.
Thank God.
I was about to give you a hug if you actually sat through 2 hours of this crap.
Yeah, right.
Fuck you. All right. So that obviously didn't work out. So now Chase is going to go to the rave that night. So he goes to the rave. He's doing his fucking boop 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 boop, boop dance or whatever you call that. The brunette shows up, the one that was naked down by the river.
Yeah,
she shows up, grabs him, and just kind of pulls him out of the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "You're gonna walk me home, you fucker!" And he's like, "Oh, you're being very aggressive with me. I kind of like it." they basically just go walking off into the woods. But then every time he tries to, like, talk to her, she just tells him to shut up.
Yeah.
I think his voice irritated everybody.
Yeah.
All right, so they get out into the woods, and he's like, I'm weirdly attracted to you, and I feel like I could talk to you. And she's like, shut up. Stop talking to me right now.
This guy would not get laid for me, that's for
sure.
He's
probably never been laid.
Nope. That's weird. And then she just kind of like disappears and just vanishes, and he's out in the woods there. Or it's more like a desert type of a thing. He's like, I wonder where you went. I'm so intrigued by you. Blah, 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 blah.
That's what I was thinking too in the scenery. Yeah. I was like, this isn't even like the woods.
It's like a
fantasy world.
Yeah. Well, she shows up again, and I think this is when she's like, she's like, you want to see something really cool? And he's like, okay. And so they go back. They get in the car.
You're in the car, yeah.
And this is really stupid, man.
Put on your seatbelt.
This is really dumb. this is a failure of on a writing level and a drastic oversight by everybody who was a part of this production.
Right.
Because this doesn't make any fucking sense. She's like, okay, this is going to be really cool. He's in the car. She runs up and gets in the car. She's like, put on your seatbelt really fast. So he does. And then she's like, what did she call it? Like mind surfing or something like that?
Yeah.
She's like, we're going to go mind surfing. Close your eyes and think of a place you want to go. And he's like, I don't know what you're doing. And she's like, just close your eyes and think of a place you want to go. So he does that. And then a big herd of computer-generated deer go running by the car. And then he opens his eyes, and all these deer are running past. And they're like, oh, that's so neat. What the fuck does that have to do with closing your eyes and thinking of a place you want to go?
I'd be like in Bora Bora somewhere.
I'd be like at home, away from this fucking movie. And this... Oh, God damn it!
In the Bahamas with her naked next to me.
Yeah! God, you fuckers. All right, well, what's even weirder is after that, they get out and they start walking again, and apparently they transcend into, like, some spirit realm thing.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden, they're, like, on a mountaintop, and it's, like, all foggy. This is cheap green screen technology right here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like they just stepped in front of, a PlayStation 1 cutscene.
Because
now they're, like, on a mountain, and they're, like, there's, like, weird fucking smoke apparitions around them, and she's, like... This is the way of my people or something like that. And he's like, I know this isn't real, but I'm just going to hang because it seems pretty cool. Oh, by the way, I met this dude, Heinrich, today. He said he knows more about what's going on. All right. That's what you want to do. Go ahead. So they come out of the spirit world, and apparently he wakes up somewhere else, and now they're just apart. So... later that night, we cut to, like, a nightclub, I think. And this part is even dumber, because the big bad wolf pack shows up.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was a nightclub or if it was the same rave or what.
No, I thought it was, like, a bar or something.
It seemed like that, because the original rave looked like it was outside.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're, like, in a building. Anyway, they show up. They find Amy, the chick that was trying to get on Chase. And they're, like, grabbing her and licking her face. And we get to meet some of these asshats that are part of this bad werewolf tribe.
Yeah.
You got Gecko, who looks like a skinny black Wolverine.
And that Asian chick.
Asian chick was pretty hot. There was a blonde that was pretty hot.
That Asian chick reminded me of the one off The Crow. I like the pretty lights.
A little bit, yeah. She's like the fire wolf or whatever. And then the leader of this fucking nutbag tribe is a guy named Sin.
Yeah, Hellboy wannabe.
Yeah, totally. He's the one with the Christian Bale voice.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'm not quite Batman.
Oh, I'll do in a pinch, though.
They should put on the cover of this movie, if you watch this, please have some acid along.
That would help. Oh, yeah. That would help quite a bit. Or some, maybe some Quaaludes or something.
Something.
Something in a nice suppository.
So you could float around with this movie, too.
Maybe you can make sense out of it. All right, that's interesting. So they basically grab Amy, and they're like, she reeks of him. Like, I can smell him on her. And they, like, start licking her face and stuff. And the crowd isn't really paying attention, but then one of the werewolves is like, he, like, puts his hand out, and he goes, rage! And then everybody just starts kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah, and weird shit was coming out of his
hand. Yeah, like weird microbules or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Rage!
It was monster cum.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was a werewolf. He just squeezed one out of his hand. Spider-Man did. Now everybody's pissed off. Because they got jizz on their shirt.
Yeah, I'd be pissed off too.
Fucker, you know.
I stayed in my clothes. Oh. You got it, my fucker.
Oh, no. Wolf jizz.
No, the one guy would be like, oh, it's in my hair.
Yeah, you're like, oh, perfect. I needed a little hair gel. Yeah. So basically, everybody at the rave just starts kicking the shit out of each other. They kill themselves, all of them, but the bad wolves are holding on to Amy. So afterwards, they're like, you see what we can do? You saw this? Now go tell everybody. and they let her go. All right, that's fun. About this time, I think we from about here we cut back to Henrik, whatever his name is, Eric Roberts, and his weird wolf compound. And I think what we're getting at here is that there's going to be a fight between the good wolves and the bad wolves, and it's going to take place during the Blood Moon.
Yeah.
And apparently, if the bad wolves win, then
humanity dies.
Something really bad happens. Yeah. It's never really explained. I think we're just supposed to write that off. we cut back to Henrik's place. Sin and his boys have showed up there, and this is where we get the big reveal that Henrik was actually working for Sin. Apparently, they were like supplying him with test subjects, and he was like trying to figure out how to do something with the werewolves.
Yeah, I don't know what.
It didn't really explain any of that, except that they're like, you're not making progress fast enough. And then the Asian werewolf gets like behind Eric Roberts and does like a fucking Raiden Mortal Kombat move with the lightning.
Uh-huh.
And then Eric Roberts goes, and then just fucking, I guess, dies.
Yeah.
I guess. I don't know what happened to him. Okay, great.
I think she got behind him and slit his neck.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know. All I saw was the weird lightning thing and stuff coming out of him.
Are you sure?
Apparently, we all watch different versions of this piece of shit. So it could go either way, really.
Yeah.
All right, now we cut to... apparently, the hot blonde with the weird accent was, like, related to Henrik or was, like, his fucking student or something like that. But it's now her job to get the good werewolves ready.
I just assumed that was his daughter.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, that's what
I thought. She did say she was the daughter.
Okay. Oh, but I mean, that's what I was leaning towards.
She's a hot daughter.
She was. Like, I wonder why we couldn't see more of her.
Mm-hmm.
So Chase wakes up the next morning. He grabs what's her name, the brunette, and he's like, "We need to go see my friend." So they go. They both go to Henrik's place. Henrik is now out of the equation, but the blonde is there, and she's like, "Look, there's a war coming. We're gonna have to fight these bad werewolves, and if we don't win, then all of humanity is gonna die." All right. So they go back to the spirit realm area, or whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
And we get like a weird training montage where apparently the brunette is a werewolf also, but she was like a lone wolf and she didn't know how to use her powers or anything. But like. The blonde, like, shows her how to catch a butterfly.
Oh, yeah. She, like, darted.
Yeah. Which can be achieved just as easily with a net, yeah. Fuckers. So she caught a
fucking... Way to put her powers to use.
Yeah. Well, you showed that butterfly up there, too, didn't you?
Look out for those bad werewolves. Oh, man.
They will fuck up your butterflies. So, that's like their little training montage, and it's like, okay, we got to go fight the bad wolves. And before they do that, though, they have to go back to the spirit realm where they kind of make out for a few minutes and they go back to that weird mountaintop area. And then it's showtime with the bad werewolves.
Yeah.
And this is where we kind of get into dipshit video game mode.
Yeah.
Because the hot blonde, like, they're going to assault the bad werewolves. They somehow get separated. The blonde ends up fighting the Asian chick. Lady. And, yeah. Like, we get, like, a little name placard at the bottom of the screen.
I know.
It says, like, Khufu of the Firewalker tribe.
Right?
Why?
Yeah, where did this come from?
Did you just not feel like writing any kind of character development? You thought you just put it up there now with 8 minutes left in the goddamn movie?
Yeah.
And then Chase and the brunette end up in like some warehouse area,
uh-huh.
And they have to fight Gecko of the Celestial tribe.
Yeah.
And then the Gecko's like the crazy guy of the bad werewolves. He's got the Wolverine haircut with his afro, and for some reason he has duct tape all the way around one of his arms. I don't know what the point of that was. So we get a very half-assed CGI-filled action sequence of the fire wolf, the Asian chick, kicking the shit out of the blonde, while Gecko beats up the brunette in Chase. He, like, hits the brunette once, and she goes down for, like, 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Then him and Chase square off, and this part was really stupid because they're, like, throwing punches. And then, out of nowhere, Gecko was like, Venom Cobra Strike!
Yeah.
What are you doing? Oh my, we've crossed into full-on video game.
Yeah.
At this point, this
Mortal
is...
Mortal Kombat!
Yeah?
Venom Pump Strike Cobra Dance. Yeah! What the fuck is this? And then like green smoke comes out of his hand or something like that.
Yeah.
Chase goes down and he's like, oh, I'm so weak. And then we get like a 20-minute diatribe from Gecko, and he's going on about how you're stronger than I thought. I'm surprised you're still breathing. But the poison I pumped into you is linked to my heart. So every time my heart beats, it poisons you a little bit more. The only way to save you now is to kill me. I'm condensing this. That was like 15 minutes, what I just said.
Right?
There. And it was full of dramatic arm movement. And this guy's like flexing his pecs and stuff. While he's going on and on about this shit, the brunette pops up, and now she's gone into full wolf mode.
Mm-hmm.
And then she like grabs Gecko and like fucking like picks him up with one arm. And then she throws him around a couple times and eventually ends up, I guess, just beating him to death, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like stomping him to death. And then because she killed Gecko, Chase is now back up. We cut back to the blonde that was getting beat up by the Asian. Apparently the blood moon has risen, which means that the fire wolf, the Asian chick, needs to be somewhere else. So she just kind of leaves the blonde and just goes walking off. The blonde is still alive. She's like, oh, God damn it. And then the three of them like reconvene afterward.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're like, okay, we stopped the blood ritual or whatever. And then like Chase just, like, I guess he just like decided he's a werewolf too, because he does like the super fast. And then that's the end of your movie, man. That's it.
Can't wait for part two.
I'm not watching part two. I didn't want to watch part one. Oh, my God.
You know, I didn't see the last movie, but this sounds like that movie. It sounds like the same story you're telling.
I will take Joker's Poltergeist over Dark Moon Rising. I'll tell you that.
Oh, my God.
At least Joker's Poltergeist had like a storyline. This is just a... It's like a horny 12-year-old had like some kind of a werewolf beat off fantasy, and he
while playing video games.
Yeah, he's like, oh, this hot werewolf chick is gonna come save me from these bullies, and she's gonna have a huge wreck, and then there's gonna be another guy, and a hot blonde chick, and she's gonna have a huge wreck. Whoa, dude, this
makes sense. It was all in his head. This never even happened. He was playing a video game.
I hope so.
Yeah, probably.
I hope so.
There you go.
Oh, it's terrible, man. It's just, and the fucking CGI in this was bargain basement. It literally looked like a PS1 cutscene.
Yeah.
The werewolves were clunky and slow, and it's just bad. It's a bad movie.
Mm-hmm.
It does not deserve 5.2 stars.
Mm-mm.
And the only reason it got, and you can tell pretty odd, if you read some of those reviews, oh my God, scariest movie ever. I was terrified.
Oh my God, I'm going to punch that person in the face. Please do.
His name is Justin Price.
Oh,
that's it, inmates. That's your Dark Moon Rising. Stay the fuck away from that.
Yes.
You don't want it. I'm a werewolf guy, and I'm a bit of a werewolf apologist. I can't even apologize for this piece of crap.
Right?
It's stupid. It's bad business.
Terrible.
GP, do not watch
it. Do not watch this, and don't make your kids watch it either.
Mm-mm.
You're going to need another roll of duct tape if you do. Let's take a little break, and we'll do some other stuff.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey, inmates. If you like what you hear, head over to the Padded Room Facebook group and support us through the patron link with a small monthly donation. Check out the T-Villain link at paddedroom.podbean.com and grab some t-shirts. Thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of the show.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm. We are back.
Buddy, it's that time of the show, my man. Are you ready for the trivia challenge?
I'm ready for the trivia challenge.
Padded Room Trivia Challenge.
Let's get it on. This week's trivia challenge, famous horror movie franchises. I am about as mainstream as I can possibly get with you. All right, as usual, I'm going to drop clues as to the franchise. First person to guess correctly gets the point. Most points gets the round. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Number one. Glove.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
There he is! There he is! Number two. Lake.
Friday the 13th.
There he is! See, now he's on his game. Yeah. Now he's coming back, Monica.
It's okay, there's one in my head I'm trying to get in my... I can't even think of it. I got like the main character in my head, but I can't think of the franchise.
Okay, I don't know how you even do that. Right. Number three, holiday.
Halloween.
Buddy. Buddy takes the round. Let's keep going. I'm having fun.
Me too. For once.
Number four, chains.
That's the one I can't think of.
Hellraiser.
Yeah.
There's Monica.
That was the one I was trying to think of.
There like, is
I was
Monica.
About the old pinhead.
And the last one, power tool.
Leather paste. Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Yeah.
Buddy, you did it, man. Buddy gets the round.
Oh, finally won.
I told you if it's easy, I'm just going to have like a meltdown and be like,
I got to find like a happy medium between super easy and weird obscure shit.
You should do like foreign horror movies.
Buddy's not going to know any foreign horror movies.
He might.
He couldn't.
I might.
Are you serious? He couldn't get The Shining last week. Oh my god. You know, why don't we try this next week? You guys write the questions and I'll see if I can answer them. Yeah?
That'd be similar to Stump the D.
Yeah, kind of. Holy cow. That was your trivia challenge for the weekend, mates.
All right.
Oh my god. I think it's time for me to tell you what I've been looking at this week. I had a very busy week with Crack House Matt being in town, so I only got a few movies in. But I'm happy to tell you about them.
What are you looking at?
How about Disco Path from 2013? You heard of this one?
So is this a disco massacre type movie?
Pretty much. It's like this guy, it's set in the 70s, and this guy, every time he hears disco music, he goes on a killing spree.
Oh, kind of like American Psycho when he starts listening to... Oh, what was he?
Huey Lewis.
Kind of, except like in this case, the disco music triggers the psycho.
Oh, okay.
It's fine. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Does it kill him in 70s fashion?
Yes. Everything is super... I mean, some of those chicks in the 70s were screaming hot. Like with the little short shorts.
Oh, yeah.
And the knee socks and the roller skates.
Oh, wow.
Woo! There's some girl-in-girl action in this one, too. That one's pretty tasty. Applesauce from 2015. You guys heard of this one?
No.
No.
I don't know why it's called Applesauce, to be honest with you, but it's actually a pretty good movie. This might be a little bit of a sensitive subject given present situations. So this guy is calling into a radio show, and it's like a tell-all Tuesday where you confess your worst thing you've ever done.
Okay.
And he's just on the point of confessing when his wife interrupts him, and they have to go to dinner with another couple. The topic comes up at the dinner, so they're like, well, now you have to tell us. What's the worst thing you ever done? So he confesses to having accidentally cut off a guy's fingers when he was in college. It was like a weird scuffle broke out, and he slammed a door on somebody, and the guy lost like two of his fingers.
Oh, so he didn't intentionally do it?
No, but at the same time, there was it was like in the throes of a fight over a chick. Neither here nor there.
Okay.
So couple number two, not that guy that did the finger cutting, but the other couple, they go home and they have the same conversation as to what was the worst thing you've ever done.
Oh, I've seen this.
You've seen this one?
I have.
The guy confesses to peeing on a puppy.
Yeah.
The lady gets all, she's like an animal rights activist, so she gets, she's like furious about the puppy pee story. So she admits to letting husband number one finger her in the bathroom at a party. So now there's like this weird adulterous escalation where wife number one and husband number two are like trying to out-cheat husband number one and wife number two.
Wow.
So she let him finger her, so wife number one blows husband number two, and then like the wife number two gets pissed off at wife number one, so she like throws like fucking blood on her or like paint or something, and then runs out and gets hit by a car and killed. And as all this is going on, somebody starts sending husband number one body parts just randomly, like sticks one in a dryer while he's doing laundry, and then puts a penis in his Chinese food. It's actually a really good show. I'd call it more like a dark comedy. What did you think of that one, Monica?
I liked it.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was kept watching.
Sauce.
Yeah, I kept watching going, what is going on here? And at the end, the ending is really weird. Well, I'm not going to spoil the ending for you, but it's definitely worth watching.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's all I'm looking at this week, Monica. How about you?
I finally got to watch the Belko experiment.
Is that as good as it looks?
I really liked it.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Cool.
Yeah.
Looks badass, and everybody's raving about it. So let me get this correct. Basically, they just lock down an office building.
Yes.
Is that right? And then
yes.
People start going crazy inside?
Well, I don't really. If you're going to watch it, I don't want to tell you what actually happens. But, but yeah, you're trapped in there, and they pretty much tell you, hey, you better kill two people or we're going to kill them for you. And everybody thinks it's a joke. And then, you know, shit starts
off.
To...
Yeah.
Exactly.
Nice. Mm.
And then I watched... Okay, I swore to God I was going to tear this apart.
Hey,
I'm turning into GP right now.
The hand is up.
You want some duct tape?
Hidden in the Woods.
Oh, okay. All right. Never heard of it.
Okay. So, the main actor is actually Michael Biehn from Aliens.
Okay.
You wouldn't recognize him.
Really?
He looks like a trashed out meth head, right?
Wow.
And then you got John Forsythe.
Okay. I like him.
Yeah. Well, he's a drug dealer.
William Forsythe?
Is it William?
From Devil's Rejects?
Yeah.
Okay.
And all the gangbanger movies?
Yeah.
Okay, that dude. So, anyway, Michael has two daughters. And he's fucking his daughters, right?
Hey!
Knocks one of them up, okay?
Alrighty.
And so there's a baby now, a little boy running around. Anyway.
Wow. My kind of movie.
Yeah. Anyway, so dad gets arrested. Well, shit goes down. He gets thrown in jail or prison, whatever. And the two bitches go on the run with the little boy.
Okay.
Now, these girls don't know anything about, like, life. But one is in a dress and one is in like Daisy Duke shorts and a white tank top.
Nice.
So she's hold on now. So she is the older one, right? So they go into hiding because Forsythe is, you know, he wants to kidnap his daughters because he wants his drug money.
Okay.
And so he's like, oh, we're going to get these bitches and then I'll get my drugs. Well, the older daughter decides, hey, I got to go make some money for us so we can get some train tickets and get the hell out of town. So she just starts fucking everybody in town.
Wow.
And I'm watching
it's a good way
this
to get money.
And I'm like, okay, so this bitch has no hair on her legs or armpits. She's living in a shack. She hasn't washed her twat. She's been sucking dick. And all of these people are paying money? Why?
Was she hot at least? Or
I don't think so.
Okay.
They said that she's supposed to be like the new hot actress of the 2000s, but I haven't seen her work anywhere else.
All righty. I'm going to look her up.
Look her up.
Hidden in the Woods, you say?
Yeah, Hidden in the Woods. Right. The one that played the sister is actually starring on the new show called The Son with Pierce Bronson.
Wow.
Oh,
that sounds
I
like a crazy movie.
I've had it with these two sisters.
Oh, they're pretty hot.
I was like, come on.
Yeah, it's Janine Caspar and Electra Avalon. In these pictures, they look pretty hot. I don't know which is which, but they.
Let me see. I'll show you the one that played the older one. Yeah, the one that. Yeah, this the first girl. They said she's supposed to be like the hottest thing right now, and I'm like, bitch, I haven't seen you anywhere else.
Let's see what else. Well, she was in Iron Man, Gotham, Lethal Weapon series, The Hudson Tribe, Sitting in the Woods.
All right, let me see this picture.
Yeah, I don't know her from anything.
House of Lies. She's done a lot of voiceover work. I don't see any pornography in here. I'm not convinced. I mean, she doesn't look bad in these pictures.
All right.
But of course they're going to put the best pictures of her on IMDb. So yeah. I don't know, man. I think I would probably fuck her.
Okay. Well, you're going to get some stinky twat.
I'm okay with that.
Some leftovers.
I can take a shower. Not a problem.
Okay, I'm done picking that movie apart.
All right. Anything else, babe?
There's prescriptions for that.
That's right. I didn't say I was going in bareback. I'm going to wear a condom. Ugh, what kind of a guy do you think I am? Buddy, did you get any movies in?
Nope.
God damn it. All righty. Inmates, we'd love to hear what movies you watch this week. By all means, get a hold of us. The Mental Health Hotline is area code 775-387-0275, or you get us on the regular old email at thepaddedroom2011@hotmail.com. In the meantime, we got to talk a little immersion therapy.
Immersion therapy.
I can't do it anymore. Guys.
You know,
I can't. No more Bollywood. Stop putting my foot down.
Usually we have one good movie and one bad.
It's all bad.
Well, when you have double whammy.
It's bad this week, boys. I could not get into the fucking Horror Story at all.
No.
Dude, it's just maybe that's how they talk in India. They just jump in between English and Indian, and that's fine. It's good for them. I'm glad they're bilingual. But like even my Spanish speaking friends, they don't pop in and out like that.
Yeah. No.
Mid sentence at times. How do you even keep track of that? I have no idea.
That's crazy.
Either way, man, I couldn't get into this movie. Even if I could understand the dialogue, I'd still think this would be a bad movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wildly overproduced.
Mm-hmm.
Just the fucking absurdity of why you would build a hotel on top of a mental institution and leave all the shit in there. Nobody. Okay, we're just going to start checking people in to the hotels, but we got this shock treatment center downstairs.
Yeah, don't go down there.
All these patient files are still down there.
Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, none of it does. Maybe it does in India. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe they do that all the time there.
Well, then they should probably stop doing that.
You know, however, when GP said that, why would you build it? But that famous hospital in L.A.
Yeah.
has now been converted to apartment buildings.
I am 99% sure they took all the hospital shit out before they even considered doing that.
Well, there is that 1% then, right?
Well, I'm not a professional.
India will jump all over that.
Yes, they will. It doesn't make any sense, man. This movie's stupid. Mm-hmm. It's a stupid movie. It's not good. I think the biggest failure was in the writing stage because it just doesn't make any fucking sense. And again, wildly overproduced, but that's something I think we're starting to notice in the Bollywood horror scene, or possibly even Bollywood in general. everything is super overacted and way too dramatic with the music and the fucking lighting and everything. It's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Man. Overkill.
Overkill, big time.
That isn't the like last couple movies we've watched from there all have like the whole disco thing.
Yeah.
You noticed that?
What was the I think it was Bar at the Mall that just cut to a weird music video right in the middle.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yes.
Like, oh, we're having a concert, and then here comes this chick. What the fuck is this? Is this a horror movie? What are you doing?
Right?
I don't get it, man. I don't understand any of that. But I don't know. I feel like they just are just fucking, they just feel like they need to go over the top with everything, yeah. Which is fine. I mean, we kind of went through our phase, like, back in the 70s with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, we quickly grew out of it because it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this movie.
Yeah.
I say no more Bollywood for us here in the Padded Room, kids. Unless one of you has a recommendation of some kind of an Indian horror film that you thought was badass, I would love to hear it. But mm-hmm. in the meantime, no more for us.
Mm-mm.
Sorry. Sorry, mm-hmm. Vindash and Gupta.
Mm-mm.
Buddy, what do you got for us this week, dude?
All right, this week, let's check out 2001's Frailty. It is written by Brent Hanley and directed by Bill Paxton. Starring Bill Paxton, Matthew McConaughey, Powers Booth, and Matt O'Leary.
It's a good show, man.
All right.
Check that out, inmates. We'll do the same. These two will continue doing shitty Matthew McConaughey impressions. And we'll figure it out next week. But in the meantime, we need to educate Miss Monica.
Yeah.
Educating Miss Monica.
Yes.
Monica, hit us with your clues one more time, please.
Pretty please.
Okay. We were thrown together in this world, and I tried to help you, but I couldn't stop the things you were seeing. Now I'm living the nightmare in the basement as you did. I can only pray for my death to come.
Is it Captivity?
Mm-mm.
Okay, I don't know.
People under the stairs?
No, we were thrown together in this world as two little girls, and I tried to help you. Remember, she used to see that image of that horrible thing that would cut her up, but it was really herself cutting her.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God, Martyrs!
Oh, God damn it!
Jeez.
God, Monica! All right, yeah, you got me. Shit!
That was like so easy.
Nah, I disagree. So like... does everybody else, by the way. Nobody got that one.
I'll give you a clue for this one. There is actually a song out there with the title of this movie.
Okay.
So here you go. Are you real? Do you really speak? Or is everything in my head? We have this beautiful lake and we're adding bodies to it. We're gonna get caught. Why do I keep listening to you?
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
As I read that last line, I just sang the song in my head.
I think I might have you. I just might. I'm probably wrong, but I think I got you. Right on, inmates. Think about that. See what you come up with. We'll reveal the answer next week.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, let's put this guy to bed with a little werewolf athletics action.
Yeah.
The Company of Wolves.
Summer is fast approaching, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Do you have your beach body on? I don't.
I do not.
Now is a good time to start thinking about diets. Inmates, by all means, keep with your regular exercise routine. But now is about, you're getting into crunch time if you're planning on going to the beach this year. Or if even maybe just being seen naked by somebody of the opposite sex. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to take a chick home from the club and then you take your shirt off and then all the fat rolls come flying out. Then she's going to be like, I'm going to call a cab, fucker. So maybe just take a look at the diet, maybe cut back a little bit on the carbs and start shredding up for the summer. That's what I'm trying to do.
I got to start tanning already.
I know, right?
I don't think you ever stopped tanning, did you? You come in here in the middle of January, golden brown.
Well, let's just say I haven't been for a month, so that's for me.
Holy cow.
I thought there was a glow in here.
Yep. Miss Monica will not be with us next week. She'll be being treated for melanoma skin cancer. I want to go to the desert and hang with those cannibal guys, work on my tan.
Exactly.
Right. All right, inmates. I think that's about going to do us for the week, though. You guys got anything else on the week?
No.
No?
No? All right. Join us next week. We're going to close out Eric Roberts' month. Thank fucking Christ for that. We're going to put it to bed with Human Centipede 3. Can't be any worse than goddamn Dark Moon Rising, right?
Right.
I mean, I know it's probably the worst in the Human Centipede franchise, but not in the Eric Roberts universe.
But we got a few big names in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we? Who?
The big black guy. What's his name? Tiny?
Zeus Lester?
Yeah, don't they call him Tiny?
Tiny, yeah.
Yeah, we got him in
there. Isn't there a porn star in there, too, somewhere?
Well, yeah, let's just say there is.
Okay. Yeah, join us next week. We're going to getting into Porn Star Month.
Oh, that would be great.
Oh, awesome. They're out there. We can find them. In the meantime, inmates, like, comment, subscribe over at iTunes if you have time. You can always donate at the Patreon page, patreon.com/paddedroompodcast.com. You can also go to paddedroom.podbean.com, do some t-shirt shopping. You'll also find the Patreon link there as well. And you can do your Amazon shopping there also, and we'll get a little taste. That's what allows us to keep this show free for you to download every week. We're also going to be adding some video content over at the Patreon page. Started it off with a little tour of this here room that we podcast from. That's probably going to go up in the next day or two for everybody in the $5 tier. Everybody in the $1 tier still gets access to all the riff tracks, and I'll be adding more of those also. In the meantime, for Miss Monica and Buddy and the Padded Room Podcast, afraid visiting hours are over.
Bye.
Enjoy the rest of your week. The truth and dare is a drug for the first time.